beaucoup à tout le monde. Hasta el próximo jueves. Le prochain jeudi, on se parle plus avec la bonne musique et des bonnes vibrations. À tout à l'heure. Ciao. Here on Ava. You don't know.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm Martin Carly, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if your child will receive the same vaccine as adults. The vaccine used for children younger than 12 years old contains a smaller amount of mRNA because children's immune systems respond better than those of adults. And even though they're given smaller doses, the vaccine is just as effective.
For more information, visit quebec.ca/youthvaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, favorite community spot, or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Grand Rising, my kings and my queens. This is DJ Bobby Payne. I'm going to wake you up in the morning with some fire, man. Grand Fire featuring Drake. Wasting time, let's get it.
You can even sit in peace. There's all that needs to be on you. I'm just saying I can be, yeah, the one that you call and you talk to, girl. I'll share my world with you. If you're gonna waste your time, yeah. Open your eyes and see if you could who's giving you what you need. Don't waste your time with me.
Everybody! Yeah. The 10,000 building, get your apartment, put you inside a G-Class, that's just a starter kit. Plenty things got in life, but none of them is a thought of it. New piece around my neck, is chess games, cause shorty stay with calculated moves.
You're
like
Beth Harmon.
Swear
Payne.
I'm more Purple Rain Prince than Prince Charming. Disappointment, I stay expecting it. The pessimist, gold medalists, flush the magnums just so they not collecting my specimens, damn. The way she with Poppy, man, you would think she's a veteran on remembrance. Cleaning lady, sweep the room daily for all the evidence of everything I ever did. Do they have a pool there? Do they have a gym there? You used to do skincare, but now you do swimwear. Your ex-roommate got a condo that's downtown, but she got no furniture in her crib. I've been there. Checkmate, even though you hate that I even check, I still get an E for effort. Only time I play the back and forth is a Leah record. If I let you talk first and nobody is speaking second, fluent in passive aggression, that's why you acting dismissive. Hearing me out for once will require you actually listen. Damn. The boy is back, I never turned my back. I just slapped him, so now all that they see.
Sexy mother.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
You're the baddest one. Gave you all my love that's been at now. We should get away somewhere and run it up. I'm trying to fall in love. Need you to bring all of your friends and listen. Get up. I know you ain't been touching up. I know you ain't the only one. No one. Need you to bring all of your friends and listen. Get up. I know you ain't been touched enough. I know you ain't the only one.
See you with your friends, you got her. Brand new things, you got her. Even though I'm in a good mood, I think you like I'm pissed off. Ain't don't give me no attitude, you gon' make my dick sound. Cause she wanna f*** me cause I'm lit now. Yeah, cause she wanna f*** me cause I'm rich now.
When it comes to you, pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Don't let no one get a piece of your love. Yeah, base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, but I can't get enough. I'm rich alone, but when I'm with you, I'm bitter as forbidden food on apple juice, can I sip on the cup? Mix it with some 1942 and I'm eating
girl,
you up.
Girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only, yeah. Girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only.
Everybody!
Body in motion. You got me sold, I'm focused.
Oh,
baby, I'm so done. Wait.
Yeah.
If you let me hit it first base, put you in position, I don't even much play. You get my attention, I'm real big on concentration. I won't tell no one I ain't that into conversation. Keep you looking good, I do believe in presentation. Buy you sports cars if you can keep my mind racing. I'll never have you waiting. I'm getting off, I'ma charge it to my credit card, never charge it to my heart. We can keep it in the dark, but if you want, I'll show you off. You can get on top and ride me like a Harley. It don't matter as long as you take me there.
Body in motion. Ooh, look, I got you focused, yeah. Focus. Body in motion, keep that body in motion. Body in motion, you got me sold and focused, yeah. Baby, I'm so done,
ain't no problem, I'ma give you.
That's right, man. Get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour, man. Grand Rising, my kings, my queen.
Oh, no, Bobby Payne. No, no. Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I am Miss Trish, and this morning I'm joined by my partners in light, Pharaoh and Queen Kaya. Gina is not here today, but she will be back hopefully next week or 2 weeks from now. Not quite sure, but before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Facebook and those who are listening. Pharaoh, the floor is yours.
Blessings. Thank you so much, Trish. I am so grateful. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to the ancestors. And I'm grateful for this opportunity. And I ask that let today's show be very entertaining for our listeners, let it be very educational, most importantly let it be empowering. And I just pray that everybody listening, let them be in a spirit of love, light, unity, great health, peace, and love. Again, hold up. I feel like we need to double
did
up
you,
on the love.
Did you? Yeah. Especially in this time.
Yeah, you know what
we
I mean?
Need to double
I just,
up on
I just
the love,
feel I we need just to double up on the love. Like lately, I've been going into these, well, not lately, I meditate every day.
Okay.
Right? And when I'm meditating, I visualize my chakras.
Okay. Right. You're all of them? Seven?
All seven. Okay, right. Nice. Well, actually, we have way more than seven.
Do we? Oh, yeah. Okay, but we can talk about that on one show.
That's another show. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Because I'll need some time to do some research. Because I know there's more. I couldn't tell you how many.
Okay.
But yeah. So you know. So I'm like, is my dad video calling me right now? Let me just stop that.
Oh, Thursday morning calls you from your daddy.
You know what I mean? Shout out, dad. Shout out, dad.
Shout out, dad. That's what it do.
Actually, yeah. That's it. But yeah, no. So but lately it's like when I'm going through all visualizing my chakras and actually. Just so you guys know, a trick that I do is I practice just breathing during meditation. Mm-hmm. And when I inhale, I envision like the glow of my chakra like glowing more. Like, you know when you like blow on a flame, like, and it kind of like, or if you're trying to ignite, start a fire, and you kind of blow on it and it makes the coals light up.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
All right,
okay.
Cool.
I kind of do that.
I kind of visualize that when I'm meditating. But I pretend to inhale. Mm-hmm. Is like, you know, and it's lighting up my chakras, like making them like, you know, nice. Glow. And then
yes.
Blow. But anyway, so all that to say, my point is I've been spending extra time in the heart chakra.
Okay. So that's like a little portion of your week. So how's your week been since we've been on air last Thursday? What is new in Pharaoh's world?
Oh my God. So much awesome things. So, so as you guys know, like I live out in the country, like in the bush, so to speak. And so first I got to give a shout out to my neighbor, Pierre. Okay, so
shout out Pierre. Woo, yeah. Woo.
All right. So I'm like did I tell you I'm a lumberjack on the side?
Well, when you cut the tree and it ended up in front of your car.
Okay. I told you guys about that, right? Okay.
What day was it?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Whatever. All right. Okay. I couldn't remember to what extent. Okay. So good. So the listeners are still with us.
I am no good with that. Okay. Sorry. No problem.
I couldn't remember if I told you or if I told the listeners.
You told me. Yeah. You told G. You told actually all of us, didn't you? Because that day we almost didn't do. Our
right.
show.
That's it. It was our welcome back show and went into detail.
That's
I think I told you guys I was tore down my house. But anyways.
You can make it short though for those of us who don't know.
Okay, yeah. So basically, so we own about a half acre of land. And like a quarter of it was covered by like a forest. Not a quarter. Yeah, let's say a quarter of it has like a forest on it. And just so recently we're doing some developments on the property and we're like, yo, we're gonna clear out some trees. So first I tried to hire somebody, didn't work out. You just said, boy, super busy. So I was like, bought a chainsaw, watched a couple YouTubes.
He went to YouTube Academy to cut down this tree.
Don't do that, okay? No, but it worked.
Nothing's wrong with YouTube.
I know. No, it's true. It worked. And like my disclaimer, like I didn't do it alone. I was with my spirit, okay?
Okay.
So the spirit was guiding me, okay? So that I was safe and I was guided. So I was protected, everybody, in case you were wondering and you're worrying about me. Thank you. I appreciate it, but I was okay. So anyways, long story, cut down about 10 trees, okay? One of them almost crushed my house. That was the – whoops. That was the learning lesson.
You guys can't see my face. That's why he laughed like that.
Because on the YouTube, right? On the YouTube, they should have said – yes, you might cut out a big arch in a tree that would normally direct the tree in any direction you want it to go. Because I have to say, I was 9 for 10. Like, in terms of the direction,
you did.
I crushed it. I was like, okay, I want this tree is going to fall there. And bang, it happened.
Okay.
Except this one that just happened to be the one right next to the house. Anyways, long story super short is that, yeah, like I did cut the big notch, so it should have went in the opposite direction.
Right.
But I did not take into account the two long branches I was leaning towards the house, and they are a lot heavier than I anticipated.
So would it have been a situation where you would have needed to cut those branches first?
Yes,
before?
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to just understand, okay, how about visually, you know,
good
how
question.
That is. Okay,
technically,
cool.
It would have been a situation where Pharaoh's ass should not have cut down that tree.
Period.
That's
point blank, period. Here we go.
That's how that scenario should have played out. Right, but it didn't. So that's
I love the honesty.
Yeah, no.
I love the honesty.
You know, I have no problem with that. That's
you live and you learn,
right? So
right,
that's why I'm
absolutely.
Like, not again. So, anyways, long story short, cut that tree down, and the tree started falling towards the house, and that's I just did a little prayer, accepted what was about to maybe happen, and just long story, just the ancestor spirit my house, everything was beautiful, girl.
Okay.
So anyway, Pierre came by. Because Pierre is one of my neighbors. I'd be driving up and down, hailing him up all the time. Country life, you know, everybody's friends.
Yes.
He's like, yo, cool. So you cut down the trees. Yeah. I was like, yo, but next I got to cut the trees into logs, right? So that we could burn them, right?
Right, of course.
That's another work. So anyway.
Hello. That's not easy. It was the first of all. I know a lot of people like don't know, but the magnitude and the size of this tree. Oh, I am we've seen it because, you know, P was able to send a picture to our Empower Hour group on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And to tell you guys the size of this tree, I was like, wow, I'm praying he gets out of there. I knew you would because I know you, but it was just a time frame as to when you would get out. I was sure.
In Jesus' name.
I'm not sure it'll be tonight.
Yeah,
or
it
today.
Was. No, just the universe.
It was the universe.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You did it, though.
I did. Yeah,
you,
yeah, no.
That, so
well, I did because, again, I asked the universe for help. And then the universe sent Hydro-Québec, Hydro-Canada, or whatever they're called, Hydro-Québec, I guess.
Sure.
And they came and they chopped up the tree that was blocking me in the driveway at first. So then Pierre shows up. Now, again, guys, listen to what I'm saying. Because all I did, I looked at all the trees that was down. And again, another disclaimer. I'm all over the place with this story. But another disclaimer. Is that another guy who actually has experience cutting trees? He's like, okay, what you do when you cut down a tree, it's best to chop it up one time to avoid making, too much mess around because it becomes dangerous to have a bunch of trees.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I did the opposite. Okay, I cut down 10 trees one time.
Right.
So my land was like, there was trees everywhere. Right?
So, I hear you.
Yeah, so anyways, when my boy came back to visit, he's like, wow, you did the complete opposite. I'm like, yeah, I got hyped, you know what I mean? I was like, yo, from when the first one came down, I was like, yo,
going
in. So anyways,
went
nuts, cut down mad trees. So I had 10 trees all over the place.
So now
I'm looking at these trees and I'm like, okay, I intend...
Right.
To cut these trees in the easiest and the best way for myself.
Okay,
I put out this intention into the universe. A couple of times I went to get a new saw, a bigger saw, all kind of thing. I had all kind of problems at the store. I left that for a minute. I was like, okay, when I have time.
Okay.
Then work came. All kind of things happened. Super long story short.
Yes.
Now, Pierre comes and he's like, yo, okay. So he's like, yo, I'm here to help with the trees, to cut them up. I'm like, Pierre, I'm like, today's not a good day, bro. I'm like, I got all kind of work to do.
Right, right.
OFC's crushing me right now. He's like, you know what? I'll start, man, and whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yo, guys. Can I tell you, Pierre cut all of them up? All of them? All?
Because he's used to doing this.
Yo, he does.
This is his thing, and this is why he thought it was nothing. He looked at this tree, he's like, yo, guys, this is small. What do you mean? Let me just, I'm going to do this in an hour.
Let me
whip
wrap.
What are you talking about? This is what happened. He's used to doing this stuff, Pete. That's why.
But I have to say, after he came, it took him 2 days, actually. He did one set, and then, nightfall came, and he's like, yo, I'm going to come back. He's like, if tomorrow's fine, I'm going to come back.
Right.
Yo, it snowed the next day. So in my head, I'm like, well, okay, I guess that's it. Next season for that. Yo, when it stopped snowing, Pierre was in my driveway. He's like, oh, yeah, I was just waiting for the snow to stop. But there's snow on the property. So I'm like, I don't want to diss melanated people. But, okay, guys, I honestly, because there was snow, I was prepared to not even go outside for our let's go cut trees, right? So then when the man shows up with his chainsaw, he's ready to do work. I'm like, yo, bro, you are a godsend. I was like, but I'm going to be inside, though. You straight? He's like, yo, I'm straight. I'm like, okay.
It's just his thing.
It's his thing.
And some people, it's just their thing. So he knew what he was doing. 2 days probably would have taken you 2 weeks.
Yo,
what I'm saying?
Anyways.
Like, we don't know how long it would have taken you.
Until the spring, easily.
Right.
I would have been like one tree, enough for this season.
You know?
Anyway, so I'm super blessed. I blessed the man with some change. I was like, yo, bro, I have to bless you with a little thing. And just thank you for your time. So just to say, when you ask the universe to intervene, the universe intervenes. Because I don't think there would have been any easier way than me not doing it at
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely.
So
you're right.
And that's just to tell you guys, when you leave it to the universe, because for myself, if I was like, okay, how am I going to do this and try to figure it out? I might have tried all kind of different ways, but
and
what
it probably
I did
wouldn't have worked for you.
That's what I'm saying. But intending and trusting the universe came with the best solution. I might not even have thought of. No, I did not think of that.
Exactly. So.
So anyway,
there you go. What else is going on in your world?
Oh, you want more from me?
Well, remember you said you had one more thing to talk about.
You told
me off here, but I'm going to let you tell the audience instead.
Okay, because I didn't intend on deep diving so much on the logs. So I just got really excited.
It's okay.
So other development. So. My oldest son moved in with me at the cottage. So that's dope. So I have a godson who's 17, but, godson's son, whatever. He's been in my life since he was a baby. So that's my big son.
That's right.
So 17, and, Trish, you got nieces and nephews.
I do. I love them dearly.
So,
it is generation.
You understand?
Generation.
I don't even know how to. Yeah. Utes, they're just going through a thing. So I'm just like, look, bro, I want.
Please don't make your microphone fall.
No, it's all good. Okay, good. So yeah, I'm like, yeah, so bro, so he's at that exploration stage. He's just, he's just doing things like a 17-year-old would do, right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. I remember. I was there.
You're right.
Right? And I'm like, okay, well, look, like, I understand, like, you know, you're going through these things as a teenager. You're not sure what you want to do, left, right, up, down. I was like, look, we could, I could give you a hand. My first suggestion is you might want to change your environment, right?
And of course. That's always the first thing.
That's always the first thing.
So just not to cut you, but do you remember when your mom used to be like, well, I don't like that boy? Your mother knew who your friends were not.
Yeah.
Before you even seen it. So are you in that? Are you in that right now? Where you're like, this person is not
for you? Well, that's the thing. Like, because it's different now, right? Because, like, our children have these friends that we barely see. Like,
absolutely.
They, because they're connecting with people on social. They're doing during
right.
their school.
100%.
Yeah, so it's a different time. Where, like, back in the day, my friends had to call the house, right?
Yeah,
where,
of course.
And my mom would pick it up. You know, my mom be listening on the call.
Of course. The other phone in the other room.
Pressing buttons.
That's it. Or they couldn't call after a certain time.
Oh, yeah,
I feel like a lot of those rules, morals, and things like that have completely gone out the door.
Oh, of course.
Completely. I don't feel like it has gone out the door.
Like, think about it. Like, I had a five, all my boys and the queens in my life could tell you, I had a 5-minute limit on the phone. 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
5 minutes. It's 300 seconds.
It should go right back to that.
Yeah, so
for these children, these days.
No, but now catch the flip. All my children have cell phones, right?
Of course, yeah.
So now
I know.
Where's the 5-minute limit? Who even knows who the hell they're talking to?
Right, right.
Like, goddamn,
right.
Every once in a while, I just jack their phone and go through it just because I can.
Of course,
like, yo, these are my phones. Technically,
let me ask you something. As a parent, you know what I'm saying? Just to, you know, because we are talking about the children in our lives that we would love to protect.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a snooper? Do you go through the rooms? Do you go through the phones? Do you go through the iPads? Do you go through their Facebook, their social media? Do you do that stuff?
Okay, well, I wouldn't frame it as snooping, because snooping kind of seems like when I think snooping, like, I'm thinking, like, I'm waiting till they are gone and I'm like, let me check and see.
Well, no, go through. I mean,
yeah,
even
okay.
if they're there, like,
No. I'm a go through, but I'm beyond go through. I'm a very, like, I'm like, yeah, hand me your phone, like unlock it. Who's the last person you're talking to? And I just scroll through the stuff. I go in their rooms. I'm like, what's happening here? Check. I open their drawers, pull things
doors,
out.
As you should.
I'm not waiting till shit hits me in the face.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Hell,
absolutely.
Like, I'm trying. I'm in it. So as soon
good.
As I picture, like, you know, I feel in the vibe. Like, talk to me. What's going on? Like, what's happening in your life? What's going on in your mind? Like, like, tell me. There's no
right.
No answer. So I'm very, like, you know.
Okay. Do you know your children's immediate friends? I mean, I know you said that you don't see them a lot, but I'm saying the ones that you do see or the ones that they bring around. Do you know them? Do you know their parents? Are you that type of parent as well?
Yeah, good question. And I wish I knew their parents more. I don't know. Like, and that's the thing. Like, I've seen, like, my son goes to, like, these birthday parties.
Yes.
And just the 14-year-old now. Like, he goes to his friends' birthday parties and stuff like that. And so we speak with the parents briefly. You know, and these are friends from school and whatever the case. So we're always keeping tabs. Like, my wife and I, we like to ask, like, you know, how are the other kids doing? You know, how are their grades and how are different things? You know, so you know, we're blessed in that sense that, you know, like, for the most part, our children are around okay people.
Okay, good.
But now, you know, it happens. You have a couple of friends within your circle that might not have the same ambition,
of course,
or, you know, they just kind of, like, they're stuck in a certain mindset. So. But I was telling my oldest son, I was like, look, because he's going through it, right? He's kind of just trying to figure out his footing in life, and he wants to start these businesses, and he's trying to, you know, he has vision, except the drive is a little bit off, and he's easily distracted and easily influenced.
Yes.
Right?
We were all there. I totally understand
right?
that,
so now, the, like, for me, success, I have to say, like, I got to give it to my mom. When we were growing up in the West Island, and we started just functioning a certain way, my mom had the genius idea of moving us to Pinecore at the time. Now there's tons of people who live in Pinecore at the time.
It's wonderful people that live in Pinecore.
Yeah, dope. You know, but you see, like, I'm glad all these people who came after the fact.
Yeah.
When I was there, nobody was there.
It was quiet.
Pinecore. No,
I like it out there. Though.
You think it's quiet now?
It's quiet.
Yo, you have no. I anyway. Yo, I wish so.
I will just say for, you know, not to get too much information. That's my second home in a sense, right? But it's just like
Pinecore.
Yeah, it's very quiet over there.
Anyway, shout out to the original Pinecores, Sheldon Mead, homeboy, Sean Braid, old homeboy, Solo, obviously you guys already know, Joe Poulet, these are all my peoples who grew up in Pinecore. We used to have to walk to St. Anne de Bellevue, okay? So
you guys used to walk there?
Thank you. Thank you. So, all right, now you understand. So for you guys who have
knowing
the luxury,
how far that is?
Thank you. Yo, I was talking to my boy Joe the other day. We had a good hearty laugh because, first of all, Joe's super fit. Why? Because Joe used to run, literally, to St. Anne's.
Shout outs to Joe.
But I have to say also, like, my brother and I, we've developed all kind of bonds because Joe used to walk and talk.
Yes, of course.
You know what I mean? Shoot. Goddamn, you missed the school bus trying to get to Mac? Yo, you're walking to St. Anne's to Bellevue. Anyways.
Yo, but the thing is, those are not close.
Yo.
Walking.
Guys. Yo, anyways. Close, you guys, not just close. Understand your boy has been chewed. Yo, shout out to Nigel, who's now moved to Toronto. I'm thinking about all the original, Pinecore people that are cursing the new generation Pinecore people who have buses and ting and all kind of luxury out there.
All kind of luxury out there.
Anyways, bun all you guys. So, now you make me think about the times. But anyhow, sorry.
Okay, you guys are all lean and fit. Look at you and your brother and Joe and all kind of people. All you guys are fit.
Thank you.
All of that walk in.
I appreciate that.
Okay, there you go.
I'll let that soak in. Thank you.
Okay, you don't have to flex. I saw you flex on the morning table.
I had to. I've been doing push-ups.
That's not from walking. Okay. That's not from the walking. I
should
let you know.
Sorry. All right. We're off topic. Cool. Just to say, so my mom moved us out there, and it was a good thing. You know, like, we grew up in a certain way.
Moms always know, man.
Yo, they just know. You know what I mean? Like, so now we learned to use a chainsaw mad early. I'm not sure if I should say that because I think I was too young. But I was definitely,
it's okay.
You know, cutting up logs. And, you know, I learned how to do all kind of things. You know, just and appreciate nature. And mind you, I did hang out with some crazy white boys, too. But, hey, whatever. You know what I mean?
But I'm sure they taught you some stuff, and you learned some stuff from them. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, facts.
You know, always the worst thing, right?
That's really what it is. You know, so pros and cons. So that's just what it is. So the point is, I was trying to explain this to him and just, you know, like talking about changing his environment. And, you know, to these youths, that was like a huge sacrifice for the guy. Like, and I'm like, bro. Like, and honestly, like, if you could see the, like, these youths, like, he's going through it and he's like, yo, it's such a life change for him. And I'm like,
these children have more issues than a magazine stand.
And it's just, he just wants to hang with his friends.
Issues we've never had.
He's like, my bonds. I'm like, bro, put it like this. If you continue, like, and not to say too much, but I was like, if you continue in the path you're going in, I was like, you're either going to get a girl pregnant too early, or you're going to end up incarcerated, or you or one of your friends are going to transcend. Like, I was like, so I think the sacrifice that you're making now, I think it's going to pay off in the long term.
Absolutely.
But if you continue on the path that you're on, it's almost inevitable.
You have to teach these children long-term thinking instead of instant gratification.
Facts.
Because they're thinking about the now only, the social media, the Instagram, the Snapchat, all that now.
Thank you.
Because you know what the thing is? It also ties together. These are all now things that disappear.
Thank you.
Right?
I'm trying to talk about it.
Are they going to get that? Not necessarily. You know what I mean? But how much do you speak? You know,
That's it.
How much can you say? Because again, I have my own situation with my own niece who, you know, I love her dearly, but how much can we actually say, you know, we have our own lives going on, and it's not to say that we don't care about them
anymore. We love them.
We love them dearly. We want the best for them.
Yes.
But at some point we have to let go of the grip and let them do their own thing in order to learn. Because again, who don't hear must feel.
I am.
Everything. It is frustrating because you're like, oh my God, I see the potential in you to do so much better. But
Bro,
you're not.
I'm trying to tell Queen, like, what you just hit it. You just hit it. Like, you have to give them that leeway. Because really,
you do.
Like, and the thing is, it's like, yo, my parents did it to me.
Of course.
You know,
all
like,
of
it was just like,
yeah, did,
all,
right?
It's just like, yo, you know what? You want to do your thing? Do your thing. And, yo, did I ever do my thing? And did I ever feel it in the negative ways?
Oh,
right?
Gosh, have we ever?
Yo, so that's really what it is. And so I told him straight, I'm like, I'm just trying to prevent you from a certain thing. But at the same time, I respect you. That's what I told him. I'm like, I respect you. I respect the God in you. I respect you as an individual. So I'm showing you. Sorry, I'm showing you the difference between, like, if you go this path, these are the things that we could accomplish. And we literally made a list.
Okay, good.
We said, these are the things that we could accomplish. We could work together and get these things done. I said, then I had to make a list of some of the things he's already accomplished with his friends.
Good, I like it.
You know, and what he thinks he can accomplish with his friends.
Good.
There was nothing on the list. Okay, there was one thing. I think there's one.
I'm not laughing, but I am. You're no, like, well, it was, you know, it was not so much what happened. It was the delivery. No,
I know. It's just,
there was nothing on the list.
No, there was nothing. And the thing is, no, but, and I'm sharing this just so, as parents. I'm giving you guys ideas, like things that you could try. Because, like, I didn't want to tell him what to do. Like, I just said, let's do this exercise. And then I was like, okay, now let's look at the paper, you know, because he wrote on by hand on paper. So I was like, let's look at it.
That's effective.
I was like, okay. I was like, okay, so I'm going to leave you with that. I was like, so now you tell me what you want to do, right? I was like, so these are the things we've accomplished. These are now just weigh it out. Cool. All right, I'm going to bed. And that was it. I left him pondering that. And I said, the choice is yours. I was like, yo, you get up and you're like, nah, like I'm gonna try to figure it out on my own. You know, like, cool, no problem. You say, yo, uncle, I'm gonna like let's do it. I'm gonna make it work, bro. I'm here 100%.
Absolutely.
So yeah, absolutely. Woke up.
But just don't forget too that these mm-hmm. children, some of these things that they have to go through.
That's what I'm saying.
It's also gonna shape them into being, you know, the adults that we want them to be. We have to give them that break. You know what I'm saying? Let them go. It's gonna hurt us too, because mm-hmm. they are gonna go through some hardships that we're actually going to witness, and they'll come back to us because they trust us.
Facts.
They'll understand that in that moment. Mm. But we have to let them. It's hard. It's some hard stuff. You know what I mean? Like I said, I deal with my niece. It is very hard. But we have to let them, or else it won't shape them into the people that they need to be.
No, facts. And that rule goes through not just youth. We're talking adults and youth, like, basically, because contrast is the birth, right. Like burst opportunity, and creates, you know, resilience and builds you as a person. So yeah, so basically I'm happy to say that he woke up next morning, he was like, uncle, let's do this.
Really?
He's
okay.
he's like that's it. He's like, you know what, I'm gonna better myself so that I could help my friends, because you're right. Because there was something else I said. I was like, well, you know, if your goal, you want to help your friends. I was like, you don't have shit. You can't really help anybody. I was like, I'm just saying. Like, I'm just being 100 with you, son. I was like, how can you help anybody? I was like, you don't have anything.
Yeah.
I was like, the ideal, if you care about your boys so much and you really want to create opportunity, bro, go in there, sacrifice, do the work, build yourself up, build your wealth, learn how to budget, learn how to structure yourselves, and go back and show them. I was like, and the thing is, and then just show them. Don't talk about it. Just say, yo, this is what I have going on, and this is what I could do for you. Just get involved. And then you'll even know. You'll know those who actually really want to change your circumstance, or those who are really just comfortable in where they're at.
One thing, though, too, when you are encouraging, which I'm sure you do, is you always have to remind these, you know, the new generation children, that it's not like microwave, because they live in a microwave society. Facts. So they are expecting success and everything the day after, you know, overnight and stuff like that. So one thing I do, you know, help with my teenagers and my niece and everything like that, I always let them know that nothing is going to happen overnight.
Mm.
And I think that it's something that we also have to let them know too, and keep instilling in them too. As much as we instill confidence and the strength to do things, and the matter of teaching them, you also have to tell them that it's not going to happen overnight. Everything worth having takes time.
Facts.
It really does.
Yeah.
You know? And because they live in social media time and, you know, microwave society time, I think that's a little bit hard for them to take in as well.
I use a different perspective. Because, you know, I'm really spiritual in that aspect.
Yes. Yeah.
So I've taught all my children to value and appreciate time.
Absolutely.
Because I've taught them that they're spiritual beings, and when you're in spirit, you manifest instantly, because that's just what it is.
For sure. So you're right about that.
So the gift coming to the planet, we've been conditioned backwards. We've been wired backwards to hate time and think time is
taking too long.
It's a gift. Yeah, exactly. It's a gift.
But it's only when you get in that headspace, you know, you have to get into that headspace to understand that. And again, because these children are seeing instant stuff on Instagram and, you know, Facebook and things like that. They are going to think that way. And again, we have to let them think that way in order for them to feel that, time is something you need to appreciate.
Facts.
You know?
Mm.
So that's that.
So that was my story. You know, that's what's going on with me. So now your turn.
My turn. Okay, my week hasn't been like the greatest mentally, but you know what? I'm definitely fighting through it. And I guess it was like, this is going to be the heels of our topic of the day.
Mm.
Sadly, my dad's best friend passed away.
Mm.
And I have been.
Condolences.
Thank you. I've been dealing with my father and his silent emotions and his vocal emotions, you know? And for me, being the last child of four, I feel like I am the one who takes care of everything, not in a bad way. You know what I'm saying? No shade to my siblings or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I do see a lot of what my parents go through. And seeing my dad sad and, you know, expressing his feelings in a way that I've never seen before, and talking to me in another way that I've never seen before, has taken like a little bit of a mental toll on me, because it's like, how do I deal with this? Like, what's coming next, you know? Our parents, a lot of our parents, especially our listeners as well, they're a lot older. So a lot of their friends or family members, unfortunately, are now passing away at this time. They're transitioning. And my father is in a stage of fear. Am I next? Is my wife next? Who's next? You know what I'm saying? And it's just to try to get him out of that mind frame.
Yeah.
It's tough. And I, the thing is too, I want to respect his feelings at the same time.
Of course.
I do not want to be like, well, dad, you know, like, never. You know what I'm saying? I always want to make sure people feel every feeling that they feel. But it's just tough when your father is a tough West Indian man.
Yeah.
And now he's in this 2021 stage where he feels okay to be vulnerable in front of me. Mm-hmm. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, I'm just like, wow, this is what he was bottling up for so long.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the process. What's good about this situation, though, not, you know, there's a good in everything.
Yeah.
He is unlearning some of the things that he has learned from, you know, his past and things like that. And we're having conversations that we've never had before, him, myself, and my mother.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's really a nice thing to see, but it's hard to see him sad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been going on for like a week or so.
Yeah, but you know, but it's good that you're able to see the positive, because that's really how it works. Like it's like there's that discomfort, because it's the circumstance, right? It's an uncomfortable circumstance, but it's pushing him into a space that he needed to be in.
Yes,
right. Absolutely. So that's how the universe works.
Absolutely. And now, like, you know, we find that, you know, my dad has always gone to the gym, but now he's going more to the gym. You know what I mean? He's doing more things. We're exercising my mom more. My mom is bedridden, but we're giving more exercise to her just to make him feel comfortable and stuff like that. And I give him time to talk. I listen to him. I'm not, you know, even though he repeats himself, because our parents are older, you know, my dad's 71 years old, so he'll sometimes repeat the same story. But I realize that these are things that we have to allow our parents to do, because some of our parents weren't allowed to do these things.
Yeah.
You know, they were told to speak when you're spoken to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, or licks if you say something that you're not supposed to say. And my dad is now out of that, and he realizes he has a freedom when it comes to me and my mom and, you know, us talking and us having our moments, because I'm there every day. I work from my parents' house and
stuff. Nice, okay.
But it's just like, everything aligned, you know, P? Like, you always say, like, I got this situation where I'm teaching women how to love themselves and children and stuff like that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I work from, like, 8 to 4:30, or sometimes 9 to 5, you know. But so just so happened that my internet's not that good at my house, and it's better at my parents' house.
Nice.
And I'm able to just be with my parents even more every
day. Dope.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Dope.
And take care of them, tend to them mentally, physically, emotionally. And I think that the universe put me in that position because, you know, I think that's what I'm supposed to do. Every time I close my eyes, I see my two hands holding my parents together from young.
Okay.
It's one of the things that I've always envisioned on me. I don't know why, but it's something. And then I'm like, yeah, this is what it is. Although sad, it's really sad because my dad cried. I'm feeling.
Yeah, but I understand why it'd be sad to see him cry.
It's sad because the last time I seen my father cry was 2008, like I explained to you guys earlier today. And it was when his mom passed away. You know, and of course he's going to cry for his mom passing away and stuff, right? But this guy was his best friend. He would call him every day. So we had spoken to this person on Thursday because I answer the phone, you know, give the phone to my dad. It's still like that old school way in my house, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then,
Daddy,
you know,
dad
the phone, you know what I'm saying? Like type of thing. And then he transitioned on the Friday.
Okay, wow.
You know, they just had an awesome conversation like they normally do. You know, and I don't think that my dad wasn't ready, obviously.
Right,
I don't even know if the gentleman was ready to transcend. You know, I don't know. But it's weird. It was weird and sad, but still eye-opening in a sense where I'm like, okay, my dad's unlearning a lot, and perhaps this had to happen for him to unlearn and be more vulnerable.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking even just the irony, like our show a couple of weeks ago, like that's, we were talking about the fact that it's great, I don't say it's great, but it's good that men cry and that they're able to express themselves. So it's like, so it's like you put it into the universe and it's actually happening now.
Yes.
That's why I was asking why it would be sad. But I understand.
You get
but
what
it's
I'm saying?
Yeah. I totally understand why, you know, it's like, it's, but I'm not, is sad the right word, or it's just like it's different? Because technically, because you wanted your dad to be able to express himself.
I like to see him hurt.
No, but he's expressing the pain. Like, you can't not,
you know?
So it's like, he wasn't doing it before. It's actually better that he's expressing it this way than he does something else.
True.
Right?
That's true. You are right about that.
Right?
That's true.
So
it's like,
you know, I can't help but see the glass half full. But
it's okay.
And it's just to give a different perspective anyways. But it's like, you know, so it's just really like, you know, like, because it's, you wanted him to be able to express himself.
I did.
You know?
I did.
And he's doing it.
He's doing it in such an awesome way.
That's it. So it's like
before, so.
That's it. So you know, so you know, like I understand why it would be sad, but it's like technically, you know, it's
right. Certain things happen for other things to happen.
That's
right?
It. You know,
no,
what
I get
mean?
It. So, yeah, I get so. It. So that's been my week, just kind of dealing with that and stuff like that. You know, my parents are my besties. You
of
know,
my,
you know, my first.
And me.
Yep. You. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, continue. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, see, you too. No, because that just being with them is cool. And, you know, I'm okay, though. Other than that, like, mentally, I'm doing my best to be okay, to stay strong for him and, you know, be a listening ear. Because we tend to cut our parents off. I notice some of my friends doing that. You guys, stop cutting off your parents.
That's rude. Have no manners. Just let them talk. Yo, you don't know how long you're here for. Just let them talk.
Let your and some people I see, they get super frustrated with their parents and stuff like that, too. Yeah, I've seen that, too. And it's like, you can't do that, eh? You can't. Your parents are going to get on your nerves. But you control your nerves.
Facts. Yep. So you have a choice.
Are you going to let them get on your nerves? Because one day you're going to wish for your mom and your dad to get on your nerves, you know?
Facts.
Because we only have one pair.
That's what I'm saying.
They will transit. They will. Mm-hmm. All right, P. We've been talking for 37 minutes.
Wow. Some tunes.
So I'm going to play a little soca because I feel like it this way.
Yay. That's what it is.
And then we're going to come back and do our topic of the day, right?
Cool.
All right. Well, people, we are back. I thought I had a certain version of Savannah Grass, and I actually, dude, I don't have it. Oops. Sorry, because I'm like, Pete, it's going to go again. No, it didn't.
Yeah,
it didn't. But that was Kes and Savannah Grass. I was on the Savannah Grass last year. Hey. Oh, wrong thing. Why is that playing?
Yeah, I don't even know. So you're on the ones and twos.
It is on the ones and twos. My computer just decided. Oh, there you go. We got some instrumentals in the back. Actually, I have to say that I was on the Savannah Grass last year in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I laid on that Savannah Grass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you did when you went. Did you? Let's talk about that a little bit before we get into the topic of the day. Did you lie down on the Savannah Grass?
I'm trying to remember.
And did you do the dance?
I'm trying to remember. I don't think I did. Like, I did go to the Savannah often.
Obviously.
Often. Yeah, everything's on the Savannah. But I'm trying to think.
Everything's on the Savannah.
I don't remember lying on the grass. I might have missed that. Yeah.
I laid on the savannah grass. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Maybe
and
I
did the dance as well.
Maybe
and
I didn't
I did it four times.
Okay, yeah.
On purpose. Mm. I wore it was in my Monday wear.
Okay.
It was in my Tuesday wear.
Right.
Okay. And then after I was like, "Ah, I want to go back." So I ran back in my Tuesday wear. And I laid down on the savannah grass.
Okay.
Yeah, because I needed to, because I was like, oh, this is a moment. This is really a thing. This is really happening in life right now.
No, but you see, I appreciate that, Trish.
I did it.
That's a life experience. You see, I love that. I love that, and I love that story because of how it made you feel.
Oh, God. It made me feel so good. Like, oh, I'm telling you, I cried when I left Trinidad. I don't know about you, but I was like, no.
I love Trinidad like a lot. I didn't cry. But
I'm just different. So I'm a little emotional, okay?
No, I hear that. No, it's okay. But no, but anyways, I'm glad that you had that experience. Because guys, like, that's what life is about, though. Like just appreciating the moment.
Right.
Appreciating the moment. You're just laying in the grass and you're like, yo, this is awesome.
It was life on a different, I didn't even feel like I was here.
Thank you.
It's like my body had an outer experience. Wow. It was me and my other friend on a Tuesday. We actually ran back and did it on purpose.
See? Yeah, I love that. Like, see, now maybe you'll understand why I hug trees. I hug a tree and I'm like, oh, I love
well, why
this.
Not though?
I
why don't? This. Why wouldn't you hug a tree
I
and stuff
love
like
you,
that?
Tree.
Savannah was the best place possible. Another thing that happened on the Savannah, I know about you, but I was just surprised to see the amount of vendors that had wild meats. There was a lot of fried manioc and curried alligator.
I just don't know why you're surprised.
That's.
That's the funny part to me. Like, okay.
I was very like, is that possum for sale? Couldn't.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm just.
Yes.
And people, the thing what caught me was people were lined up.
Of course.
The line was around the bin.
Yo, wild meat? Yeah, I don't.
People are eating
manioc. I love
manioc?
You, Trinidadians. I love you.
Manioc? Yeah. I don't eat no what. Hey, I noticed some parang tunes, but I don't want around.
Yeah,
no, we don't. We do not want manioc.
No, yeah,
have
do.
You ever eaten that stuff? Let me ask you.
No, Trish, you know I have not eaten manioc. Like, no. Like, anyways, yo, come on. Like, goddamn.
You're a Trinidadian, yo.
Yo. No, the most I have to say, actually, because I've been a vegetarian for a while, a pescatarian for a while.
Yes.
But I have to say, there was a year that I went to Trinidad. I can't remember what year it was. And, yo, I was at a fete. Yo, my boy Grizz remember this. He came out with me that year.
Shout out to Grizz. It's his birthday.
Yo. Oh, yeah. There shout out go. Grizz. So, yeah. So, anyways. And the fete was so nice. The vibes are so blessed.
Always nice.
I was so drunk. And
I love the realness.
Yo, and there was chicken and fries.
Yes.
Yo, did I box down that chicken and fries?
Yes, you did.
And
you did.
Yo, and my wife, everybody I was with was like, yo, are you eating chicken? I'm like, yo, this chicken is delicious. Yo,
yes.
I hadn't eaten meat in years, though.
Listen, it was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's not like you eat meat every day.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Life is, no. Life is about balance.
It
that's
was
a little
so
balance.
Good.
Yeah, you know
so
what
good.
I'm saying?
Anyways,
yeah.
So that's the furthest I went. Not manioc, not lizard, not iguana.
Not lizard, iguana. Yeah, there was curried iguana.
Yo.
And I was like, is that the... Is that the line?
Yeah, yeah, Freddy.
And then they give you, like, I don't know, I looked because, you know, I'm a big mako, right? Mm-hmm, so I looked and there was so much iguana in one container. P, like, the
God.
Other day you had a fish thing, remember?
Yeah.
It was kind of that much.
Okay, too much
that
going
much
on
iguana and rice.
Space.
Is this iguana and rice and potatoes? What is
curry,
this?
Curry iguana. I'm sure it's curry iguana.
There was iguana roti and all kinds of things. And even when we were playing Mass, that was an option.
Because
you know when you play Mass, you have a food option, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, is that iguana on the...
Hey, Chinese, we love you.
Listen, I love my people. But I'm not going to go as far as eating no alligators and manicous and stuff. You ever see a manicou?
Not like it look kind of looks like a possum, no? Like
exactly, it's possum.
Yeah,
it's
yeah. I've never seen one cooked though. I'm not sure if I think I would be
disturbed.
You wouldn't
even know. You wouldn't even know.
Wow.
There's manicou roti. You wouldn't even know.
Wow.
Would not. It's a It says common opossum. The common opossum, also called the southern or black-eared opossum or gamba, and sometimes called possum, is a marsupial species living from the northeast of Mexico to Bolivia, including Trinidad and Tobago.
But yo, they're about to be an endangered species out there. They got to be
so
careful.
So there you go.
And doesn't it have a tough back?
It's like a tough kind of meat. But you're eating and it's like,
oh my God, it's beautiful.
But the thing is, people were chowing down. There was so much chicken left, and the manicou was gone.
Yeah.
And we're like, why is the manicou?
Yeah, they just like it out there anyways, yo. But yeah, big shout out to the chefs. Yeah, people, they won't go hungry in Trinidad. They'll catch anything
they
and eat it.
They definitely will not go hungry. No. Everything is for sale. Like, yo, honestly, even my uncle, before we get in the ice, we had a little, like, beach line, and they fried up horse meat.
Wow.
I ate it, though.
Wow, okay. All
I
right.
ate it. How tastes it? Like beef.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. It tastes like beef, but it had a chewing.
Kind of. Oh, God.
Oh, it's not done yet?
Multiple chews. A lot of chewing. God damn.
I was like, oh, it's not. It's not finished?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it took me about an hour. Anyway.
It's exciting.
Okay. Yeah. But there's a lot of that on Maracas Bay. Maracas Beach. A lot of that. So.
Okay, last thing. I just find it weird.
Yes.
When they're making Flurry on the side of, by Maracas, because there's just so much dust in the air.
There's so much dust in the air. I'm and like, even driving up there. Yeah. There's so much dust.
So I'm like, how are people on the side of the road making pulori live? They're making it
yeah,
on the spot,
making,
right?
Where they're just that, and they're making roti, and they're bagging nuts, yeah. and there's mangoes.
Yeah, yeah,
and there's
yeah.
all kinds of out food that's actually yeah. presented out. And it's like, well, you know what? It's the sweetest kind of food you ever
But that's what I'm saying. And going back to another point is why there's a lot of people in Trinidad who are like, bun vaccines because my immune system is already super,
because I've had
super
so
strong.
Much.
I eat mad dirt all the time.
Well, that.
Sorry.
That. But, oh, one more thing. One more thing. Sorry. I'm sorry. We weren't supposed to talk yeah, about this. It was
sorry,
just
guys.
Because
we just
of
love
the
Trinidad.
There's a lot of, I'm sure you encountered this too, on the Savannah as well as going to Maracas, a lot of bacon sharks places.
Yeah.
Which one did you choose? Because there was 10.
Yeah, I go all the way to the end now. Like, I used to stop at what's her, there was a, actually, because we knew her personally.
She's okay, cool,
I can't remember her name now. Terrible plug. Then I, then, but now we go all the way to the end. It's like a nice clean shop. It's
yeah.
big. It's like, but it's really at the end, like right, like before, yeah, you leave like the strip, so to speak. It's like the last spot. And there's a parking lot across the street.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the name of the spot, but I don't. But that's
parking
where I go.
Parking lot across the street.
Yes, yeah, literally at the end. Like when you go up to Maracas, it's the last spot on your right side. Like that's
a
bacon
shark. What color was it? Was it like a turquoise color?
I feel like it's yellow and blue, yes. But
I don't know.
I could
so
be
many
thinking Carib.
Colors.
I could just be thinking Carib. I don't even know.
Okay, there's so many different colors. Because I'm like, how does it? Okay, you know who to choose. Mm-hmm. I know who to choose.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody doesn't know who to choose, how do you choose? There's like 10 bacon shark spots there.
Somebody brought you to Trinidad. Somebody invited you to Trinidad.
Aline and Shelley's. Whose do you choose?
Yeah, no, I think it was Shelley. But no, you go no, you go with whoever, because whoever brought you or invited you to Trinidad or whatever,
right.
whoever you're with, they have a place they go to, and you're
that
just
going
to go with them. That's
that
how it goes.
That is correct.
Everybody knows that. And if you're a brand new tourist, you're going to go where you see the bulk of the people.
That
you're
is
gonna,
correct.
That's it.
That
that's
is
how
correct.
It goes.
Yeah, Trinidad.
Yeah, love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, miss it there. Anyways, that was a good one. Mm. So we are going to get into the topic of the day is, how do you stay happy
mm-hmm.
when everything around you is going into, like, it's negative, you know?
Yes.
It's not so good. You know, it's not the greatest feeling. The energy is a little bit off. The energy is not as what you would like it to be. So that's the topic of the day. We would like for you guys to let us know, but we're going to let you guys know. So P, you're going to go first, and then I'm going to piggyback off of you.
Good. And in case our listeners are wondering, Kat was on her way. She's having a little issues, but she should be here. For
she should
class.
Be here this morning. That's right.
We did intro her, and they're probably like, that they said Queen Kaya was there. But anyways, all right.
She's here in Spain, and she's coming just now.
Facts. So now, in negative, first of all, understanding. I'm giving you guys my how I go about it. Right. I could only talk about my own experience. So first off, how I stay positive in negative times. First, taking a step back.
Okay.
Processing the quote-unquote negative.
Okay.
Because like we were mentioning before, contrast is necessary for evolution. Mm-hmm. So when you're going through a quote-unquote negative experience, again, in my scenario, I always try to find the learning opportunity. Like, what
absolutely.
Is it?
Absolutely,
like,
the lesson.
You know, like, yep. what is it? Like,
yep.
because there's
that.
So much doo-doo hitting me in the face right now.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to learn? And sometimes it's to learn how to smile while doo-doo slapping you in the face, funny enough.
Right. No, it's true.
Because if you had, let's say, a tendency like I used to have, where I could fly off the handle super fast. Like, you know, no matter how conscious and spiritual I am, like, if you rub me the wrong way, say the wrong thing at the wrong time, I had a tendency of completely snapping.
Right.
But it is something I wanted to work on.
Okay.
So with that being my intention, I realized life was sending me all kind of disrespectful things. Like, and at first I was reacting still, and I'm like, yo, but wait a second.
Right.
I was like, nah.
What am I doing to
I was that? Like, I need to stop. I need to actually assess, like, why am I going through these negative things? Like, what is it? What am I supposed to learn? And then from asking the question, the answers come. Because a lot of times what happens is we're going through the negative circumstance and we're so inundated in it, we can't help but just keep reacting.
Right.
And the more we react, like, it's going worse and worse because we're reacting and we're already in a negative state, right? So you can't help but create more of that negativity that getting, right? So the idea is, if you can, while you're in it, trying to pause in it, and it's like, okay, wait, what's actually happening? Why am I going through this?
Right.
And then from when you start asking the question, then your spirit's going to start to react, because it's like, oh, cool, you're asking me. Okay. You're trying to figure stuff out. So I'm going to guide you and help you. But unfortunately, what happens, a lot of us, we don't take that time. We don't pause to actually try to assess what's happening.
Right.
And we just keep, you know, we a lot of times we end up blaming others. We try to blame circumstances, blame people, blame, you know what I mean? But without acknowledging that, wait, hold on, maybe life is just trying to teach me something. That's why I'm going to
talk
this,
about it. Right. That's what's up, man.
So that's, I really think that's it. So far, how I've dealt recently, at least, with the negative. And, you know, I guess it's a good topic because there's a lot of ups and downs people are going through right now. It's to find the silver lining, find the silver lining and understand, accept the fact that this is a life lesson. This is a learning opportunity for me, because when you filter things like that, then it's easier to see the opportunity. It's easier for you to see the light, right?
But if
not, then you're just kind of inundated in it. So that's,
I agree.
You know, that's kind of been my process. How's yours?
Well, how do I stay positive in a negative light, especially going through what I'm going through right now? I realize that me trying to make everybody that I feel for happy works for me because I know I've done something for them. You know what I'm saying? But I want to touch on something that you had just said.
Yeah.
You said that you look at the lesson in things, right? Yeah. And I have to be honest and transparent and say that, you know, I am a type of person at some point in my life, Pete, I never thought I was wrong.
Interesting.
I never thought I was wrong. Everything was everybody else's fault. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I never looked within. You know, I always point the finger. And then one day, I don't know what it was. I just got this, you know, you said we're spiritual beings and it's very true. You know, sometimes you hear a whisper that is your own voice and it's like, yo, you're wrong. And that hit me. Like, it's not somebody who told me, eh?
Right,
it's
something
that happened in my head that said, yo, Trish, just like that, you are wrong.
Wow.
Literally like that. And I was like,
Who said that?
What do you mean? All my attitude. But then, like, it took me a while to actually digest that. And when I did, I realized that things started opening and, you know, my eyes started opening to different things. And then after, it made me revisit older scenarios where I had made mistakes and stuff like that. And this is why I always say, you know, everything happens for reasons. And you tell me this too. You know, we say this all the time, but we really have to look within when it comes to certain negative situations.
Facts.
If it's sadness, like I'm going through with my father, that's one thing. But if it's a negative situation that's happened to you, it's like, what have you done for this negative situation to actually happen? Or what did you not do?
Right.
So I think it's a matter of also looking within for a lot of things. And like you said, a lot of it is a learning experience, but we have to accept that too.
Yeah. 100%. 100. And there's something else I learned from watching one of these documentaries I was taking in that because we're all like technically one, right? We're all one entity,
right?
And we've just evolved into different like cases, so to speak. Our bodies are, you know, like are the case that kind of holds us.
Yes.
But our essence is we're one and the same.
Of course we are.
So a lot of times when we're actually going through something, a lot of times this is when it happens, like let's say you're arguing with another individual. That individual is actually you, right? So the way the spirit works, you know, in the beyond our conscious understanding, is that when we need to evolve from something, it's going to draw that scenario to you. So now that thing, and I think we've spoken about this. Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, I remember saying this.
Yes,
that, you know, like, so a lot of times when you're arguing with a person, whatever be the case, there's always a lesson in it, because it's like, okay, there's something in that person that is actually something inside you that you need to actually fix.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And so a lot of times, like, if we're able to take ownership, because like, I think that's the most powerful thing when you're going through a negative 100. Scenario is to accept that you actually have a part to play in it, right?
Okay.
Because I think as soon as like the sooner we do that, then we're able to learn and grow from it,
right?
But the longer we stand in our, you know, like we're right and like they're wrong, like and whatever, because you know it's a them and not me. The longer we stay in that, the longer it's like it takes us to evolve and to grow from it.
I have a question though. So you said argue. Do you think it's worth it to argue with anybody anymore?
Mm-mm. No.
I don't either. I don't believe in back and forth.
No.
I just don't.
No, and the thing is because I'm like, for me, I accept everybody's perspective.
As I do too.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. And I'm super quick to just, okay, we can agree to disagree. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Especially if we say we love each other.
Yep.
And we're family and we're this and that. I'm going to agree to disagree with you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, your point is your point and mine is mine. I still love you.
That's
and
it.
I'm not going to change the way I love you or anything like that.
That's it.
We just won't bring up this topic. It's not that I'm mad at you or anything like that. We're just both good on it. We don't need to be revisiting it.
Yeah,
so
that's
I really don't believe in arguing anymore. What is the point?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of energy wasted where we could be like doing something else
together. Thank you.
Because
no one's learning from that. When you're arguing, like you're just, again, it's just a back and forth and trying to see who's the right person.
Right.
And that's should never be the goal in any type of communication. The goal should be understanding.
Right.
It's like, okay, let me understand your point.
Mind you,
I have to say a little disclaimer. Some people get super annoyed with me about that because I'm always like, wait, I don't understand. Like, let me, and it gets annoying, especially if you're trying to argue with me. And I'm like, wait, pause. I'm really trying to understand what you're saying.
From.
And then I'll reiterate. I'm like, okay, are you saying that I'm doing this, this, and this? Yes, that's what I'm saying. Interesting. And I'm like, okay, no, and it's like, because I'm processing.
You're
I'm like,
actually,
okay,
really trying to get. What
that's it. I'm like,
saying.
Okay,
absolutely.
And then I think about it. I'm like, all right, and there's also something else where it's not always to, and I learned this from my wife. Shout out. It's not always to react in the moment. Sometimes it's to really to process it
absolutely.
In the moment. You know, like
absolutely.
Okay.
But that's why they say people need space when they're arguing. Mm. Because everybody processes things differently,
yes,
right?
That's
so
it.
Absolutely, that's mm-hmm. a really good thing. Because yeah. you know, if you get into a heated argument right now, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying. Sometimes you say things that you can't take back.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying. Words will never hurt you, but they do.
They really do. I don't even know
they
why I
do.
Say that. That's
I know
not
that
true
was
at
like
all.
A little one of those fairy things we had the little things we had to freaking unlearn.
God, yes. Damn
sticks
what?
And stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. No.
Yeah, people will
words
kill themselves.
Hurt.
Yeah, facts.
Words hurt. You know what I'm saying? Unlearning. That's another part of unlearning that we have
thank
to do.
So 100%. So I that's definitely something I had to learn because I used to like to get to the point in the moment,
absolutely.
Right? Where I'm just like, no, but I want to understand now. And I want to like,
right.
you know, I'm just like,
I
no,
hear
just
you.
Take time, pause, just, you know, and like, so right. I became the master of just like, okay, just taking a walk, you know, just taking a walk, feeling that the vibe for a second, but a quick piff. And I'm like, you know, different, like it just allows the spirit to give you different perspectives, different options.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's like I've so many times I was wrong. Like, it's so crazy.
But do you, like, so you realize
yeah.
your fault in the matter.
That's it.
That's really good.
And it's like,
that's
and the thing
growth,
is,
my friend,
that's
great.
Yo,
that's
I,
like me. That's great.
Oh my god, it's,
I like that.
It's so awesome, you know. And it's like, and it's awesome to get to a point where you could actually accept the wrong, like accept
of
it,
course.
And be like, oh, you know, and be is it humility that would allow you to come back and just be
it
like,
is
yeah, my bad, and you know,
right.
just unapologize.
Right.
Like, it's like, yo,
yeah,
my bad. I get it. I get it now.
Yeah,
cool.
That's it.
And you know, it's not just apologizing; it's apologizing and applying it. Because now that you
that's
know
it.
Better, you got to do better.
Exactly.
If you know better, you don't do better.
Yeah.
You're not.
No apology is better than changed behavior. Right.
Facts.
So it's just like, you know, if you say sorry,
facts.
You can say one thing, but you got to show that you are actually sorry for what you have done. For sure.
So, what are your thoughts and regrets?
I have none because that's what I wanted in the moment. And it took me a long time again to realize I have no regrets. Again, it comes back to me saying half of these things that I done and that happened to me needed to happen to me. I needed to do those things to learn that,
okay.
oh, probably that's not the way or it is the way. So I have no regrets, to be honest with you, because it's what I wanted in that moment.
I love that. And I think so that's huge. And I think that comes with growth as well.
It's
like, and
big.
Because it's
very much so.
It's something that a lot of people, unfortunately, suffer with,
yeah.
like where they're constantly thinking about, oh, if I